Open Windows, March the 21st. The Supreme Purpose of God. Since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. Hebrews 4 verse 1. For those who, like the New Testament writers, have a real burden and sense of responsibility for the spiritual life of God's people, one of the most heartbreaking things is the way in which so many who gave promise of going right on with the Lord are caught in some sidetrack and turn to something other or less than he meant for them. Not necessarily to sin or to the world, but to something which, while it brings them a great deal of gratification for a time, eventually proves to be a diversion, resulting in arrested spiritual growth, and they are found in a backwater, a cul-de-sac, occupied with an alternative to the whole counsel of God. Their new discovery, or light, or guidance, as they speak of it, by reason of the let-up of some tension, solution to some problem, promise of release into self-realization and escape from pressure, when the novelty and glamour have worn off, is found to have been deceitful waters, producing Jericho's fruit, which fall before they are ripe. The peril or snare will be cunningly and ingeniously adapted to the prey. What would capture some would make no appeal to others. The most spiritual will be presented with what appears to be most spiritual. Our particular temperament will be our particular danger. We shall have to ever and always be governed by principle and not by feeling, preferences, arguments, or natural appeal. Intellectual palliatives, emotional ecstasies, activity gratifications must be suspected or challenged. This one question must be paramount. Where does this lead? Does this essentially and intrinsically relate to the one supreme purpose of God?